Good morning, friends. This morning we're going to talk about water. Now we all know what water is, and we all do some of the same things with water. What are some of the things that you do with water? Well, we drink water. We use water to wash our hands and take a bath or a shower. We use water to cook, and in the summertime we swim in water. Water is powerful and important. And did you know that your body is made up mostly of water? That's why it's so important to drink enough water and stay hydrated. What is something else that we do at church with water? We baptize with water. Do you remember what baptism is and the last time you saw someone baptized? Baptism helps us remember that God has saved us and washed away our sins. Some people do baptism in different ways. Some sprinkle water onto people, and some people dip all the way into the water. Some baptize people when they are little babies, and some when they are older. There are a lot of ways to do it, but it is a wonderful and important thing to be baptized because it shows us that we are new in Christ. What does that mean to be new in Christ? Because we are human beings, we are not perfect, and we are sure to sin or to do the wrong thing numerous times in our lives, whether we mean to or not. But the good news is that God will forgive us. He sent Jesus to take our place and die so that we can live with God forever. He loves us no matter what we do. And did you know that Jesus was baptized too? Now that might seem strange because we know that Jesus never sinned. So why would he need to be baptized? Well, in today's Bible reading, we hear about John the Baptist. Remember John, the guy who wore camel hair and ate locust bugs? He was Jesus' cousin. He baptized people in a river with water and told the people that someone more powerful was coming to baptize them with the Holy Spirit. That someone was Jesus. And one day, Jesus came to John asking to be baptized. And John tried to send him away. But Jesus insisted, saying he needed to do it. This lets us know that baptism is a blessing and a great thing. And when Jesus was baptized, something remarkable happened. Heaven opened up, and the Holy Spirit came down like a dove, and the voice of God was heard saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." So all three parts of the Trinity were present at once, and God was announcing who Jesus was, his beloved Son. We can take heart that Jesus was and is who he said he was, the Son of God. That is a comforting reminder. We are made in God's image, and we can live with the Holy Spirit. We are sinful, but we can be cleansed in Christ. So the next time you wash your hands or take a bath or a shower, remember how God has washed away our sins. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for the gift of water. Thank you that we have clean water to drink and to bathe with. And thank you for baptism, which is a visible reminder that in you we are made clean and new. Thank you for washing away our sins. In your Son's precious name we pray. Amen.